Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of August, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Introducing the book of Revelation, the Apostle John wrote, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." The Greek word that is translated revelation in this passage is apokalypsis. It refers to the revealing, appearing, or manifestation of something. In this regard, what is revealed is substantive or actually happening, rather than merely informative or descriptive. God gave this revelation to Jesus Christ when, in the covenant fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit before the foundation of the world, Yahweh the Son offered himself to be the revelation of the Father's name in a multitude of sons. Accordingly, Yahweh the Son emptied himself by eternal Spirit to become the Father's Son and seed. Having been begotten as the Son of God, his heavenly body was the household for God the Father, composed of the sons of God whom the Father had named in the Son. We note that Christ's corporate body is depicted in the Scriptures as a house or temple made up of living stones. Heavenly places were established when Yahweh's Son was begotten as the Son of God, and he was made the head of the Father's house, which is the temple of his body. This was the fruit of the Son's offering as the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Christ's offering as the Lamb was manifest for us in time when he was crucified on the cross. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, Hebrews chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22, Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. For further study, Revelation chapter 1.